CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 29th of October, 10:30 UTC. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB convention videos. Amateur radio exam dates. Tonight at 8, webinar. The RSGB has released its first video from the 2023 convention. RSGB General Manager and Convention Chair Steve Thomas, M1ACB, talks to RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, and IRTS President Ender Broderick, EI2II. The two presidents discuss their views on the opportunities, challenges, and great things happening in amateur radio at the moment. You can see this video on the RSGB YouTube channel or on its website at rsgb.org/convention. While other videos from this year's convention are being prepared, the Society is releasing a bumper collection of presentations from its 2022 convention, which had previously only been available for members to view. You can see these at youtube.com/the RSGB. in the playlist called RSGB 2022 Convention. The topics range from VHF transverters and VHF contesting to RADCOM, HF predictions, and also using the right tools to work more 144 MHz DX. There's bound to be a presentation that you will enjoy and find inspiring, so take a look. If you're thinking of taking an amateur radio exam before Christmas, there are two important dates that you need to be aware of. The last date you can take an exam at a club, whether online or on paper, is Wednesday the 13th of December. If you want to take an exam online at home, the last date you can do that is Wednesday the 20th of December. The RSGB exams team will, where possible, post out exam results before headquarters shuts over Christmas and the New Year. Exams will resume on Wednesday, the 3rd of January 2024, and the booking system will be available over the festive season so you can book exams for January onwards. You can book online at rsgb.org/exampay. Don't forget to be part of the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday, the 6th of November. Colin Summers, MM0OPX, will give an entry-level talk aimed at newcomers to amateur radio. He will touch on antennas generally, but will focus on the end-fed half-wave antenna, including details of construction, transformers, and performance. Watch this live presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Youngsters on the Air Month is taking place in December. This means you have just over 1 month to think about how you, your club, school or social group can get involved and help youngsters to get active on the amateur bands. It could be giving a demonstration at a local school or youth club or helping a young person to send a greetings message. You can also listen out for the GB23YOTA call sign and make a QSO with a young radio amateur on the air. The RSGB has applied for Ofcom approval for a special call sign, Golf Bravo 2-3 Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha, which will be active for the duration of the month. A full list of GB23YOTA operating slots can be found on QRZ.com. These slots will be first come, first served, so check your calendars and reserve your place as soon as possible. To find out more about YOTA month and to see what has taken place in previous years, visit rsgb.org/YOTA-month. You can also email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register your interest or simply ask for further information. A reminder now that the 2023 Scottish Microwave Roundtable, or GMRT, will be held between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of November. The event will take place at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged, microwave test facilities will be provided, and the event will be an opportunity to purchase components and microwave-related items. The cost is £12, and this includes a buffet lunch. A dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Full information and online registration are available at gmroundtable.org.uk/about. Please email Colin, GM4HWO, via gm4hwo@gmail.com for more information. Now for details of rallies and events. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society surplus equipment sale will take place on Saturday, the 4th of November. The venue will be Cymdwad Community Hall. The doors will open at 8 a.m. for sellers. Visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. There will be a £2 entry fee per person and light refreshments will be available. For more information, contact Andy, GW0JLX, via 07768 282 880 or email golf0juliatlimaxray@mail.com. Holsworthy Radio Rally will also be taking place on Sunday the 5th of November. The venue will be Holsworthy Leisure Centre, Well Park, Western Road, Holsworthy, Devon, postcode Echo X-ray 22, 6 Delta Hotel. There will be traders, a bring and buy area and catering available. Access to traders is available from 8 a.m. The doors are open to the public at 10 a.m. See mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk for more information and contact details. Now the special event news. Tom VK2WN will be active as Alpha X-ray 37 Echo Uniform Delta X-ray Foxtrot until the 30th of November to celebrate the 37th anniversary of the European DX Foundation. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL and Club Logs OQRS. On the 10th of October 1923, the BBC, then the British Broadcasting Company, opened its 7th transmitter and based it in Aberdeen. Using the call sign Golf Bravo 2, Bravo Delta, the BBC Amateur Radio Group and Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society are celebrating 100 years of broadcasting from the northeast of Scotland on the 3rd and 4th of November 2023. The date chosen for this event falls between the start of transmissions and the centenary of the first Gaelic broadcast by the BBC. Now the DX News. URI VE3DZ will be active as Hotel Quebec 9 Alpha from Roatan Island, NA057, Honduras, until the 31st of October, including an entry in the CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest. Outside the contest, he will operate CWSSB and FT8 on the HF bands. QSL via his home call, he plans to upload his log to Logbook of the World and Club Log. KU, JP1IHD, will be active again as Juliet Delta 1 Bravo Quebec Papa from Shishijima AS031 until the 2nd November, including an entry in the Siku Worldwide DX SSD contest, QSL via the Bureau to JD1BQP, or direct only to JP1IHD. He will upload his log to Logbook of the World and Clublog. Now the contest news. The Siku Worldwide DX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 28th of October and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges Signal Report and CQ Zone. UK is in Zone 14. On Wednesday, the 1st of November, the Silent Key Memorial Contest runs from 0600 to 0859 UTC. Using CW only on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange is Signal Report and a Silent Key call sign. Also on Wednesday, the 1st of November, the 144 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And on Wednesday the 1st of November as well, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB only on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. Next weekend, the 144 MHz CW Marconi contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th of November and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of November. Using CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange is Signal Report, Serial Number and Locator. Now the Radio Propagation Report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 26th of October 2023. It was not a good week for the ionosphere, with the solar flux index, SFI, falling to less than 130, plus some disturbed geomagnetic conditions as well. On Wednesday the 24th, the SFI fell to 121, while the following day, the KP index hit 4.33, thanks to a coronal mass ejection from a filament eruption. Minor to strong geomagnetic storms continued on Thursday afternoon and evening, with a warning that aurora sightings may have been possible in the north of the UK that evening. So, does this mean that solar cycle 25 is over? Most definitely not. NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Centre has just issued a revised prediction for solar activity during solar cycle 25, saying solar activity will increase more quickly and peak at a higher level than that predicted by an expert panel in December 2019. The updated prediction now shows solar cycle 25 peaking between January and October of 2024, with a maximum sunspot number between 137 and 173. Meanwhile, the critical frequency remained relatively high at around 11 to 12 MHz around lunchtime, which still gives a maximum usable frequency, MUF, for paths over 3,000 km of more than 28 MHz. October remains a good month for higher band HF propagation, with many reports of contacts into the Pacific on the 15, 12 and 10 meter bands. The bad news is that this weekend's CQ Worldwide SSB contest could be hit by poor geomagnetic conditions later on. Two large coronal holes on the Sun recently rotated into an Earth-facing position, which could mean a raised KP index and reduced MUFs. A coronal hole is a cooler, less dense region of the Sun with open magnetic field lines that allow solar plasma to flood out. We expect the solar material to hit the Earth today, either in the afternoon or evening, perhaps continuing into Monday with an associated warning of aurora as the KP index rises. Looking to next week, NOAA predicts the SFI will increase, perhaps hitting the 140 to 145 mark by the end of the week. The ionosphere may also remain unsettled until around Wednesday the 1st of November, although the rest of the week should be better. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. And now the VHF and up propagation news. This autumnal weather pattern is keeping up its attack on the UK during the coming week. This means that low pressure systems will remain in control, and it's unlikely that Chopper will get much of a look in. That leaves rain scatter as the best of a bad bunch, with heavy rain, especially any heavy showers around the coast, being the most likely to offer good reflection points for gigahertz band operators. The remaining options for propagation are aurora, which is not entirely out of the question since we have a large coronal hole navigating its way into a favourable position, as was mentioned earlier. There are many websites and widgets that show the latest KP value, and it's definitely worth adding one to your favourites list. The other mode of possible interest is that of meteor scatter, and although we've just passed the peak of the Orionids, it came along just right for the 6-meter Affiliated Societies contest on Sunday the 22nd of October, when some out-of-season sporadic-y propagation made a welcome appearance, with paths to Italy, Sardinia and Spain being reported. The slow decay of the Orionids means that we still have the coming week to enjoy the remnants until early November. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising this week, with lengthening moon windows and increasing moon elevation. Past losses start low but are increasing. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, peaking at 500 Kelvin on Wednesday the 1st of November. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now for the South West and South Wales, centred on Bristol. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday, from 7:30 p.m, Bristol RSGB Group is meeting to enjoy a talk by Roger, G4BVY, entitled HF Propagation. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting from 8 p.m. at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead. And Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 megs. If you have an interest in amateur radio, you are welcome to visit the club and join in with its nets. On Wednesday, the club will be undertaking a review of its attendance at the JOTA event this year and planning for next year. And contact is via tsgarc.uk or secretary at tsgarc. Now for Wales, on Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society is holding its AGM. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glynn, GW0ANA. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidal, Cardiff, Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. For more information, contact the club secretary by email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.